And in fact, that's why this is posted on the internet, right? So all of that's posted on the internet. You can pick, you can go to the internet, you can download the sheet, you can read through those adhkar, you can learn them, you can try to learn their meanings. Even if you made the intention, there's what? There's 10 lines, right? So even if you made the intention to do one line every week, within a period of one quarter, you would be on board and be able to benefit for the next how many years have we been doing this, right? So, and that's the second. And then the third, obviously all of us sit together. And each of us is at a different stage in their development, but everybody is trying to connect themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon that in a very, very merciful way and tends to create circumstances for such people who gather with such a purpose to be able to achieve their goal. That's really what it's all about. Were Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ignite that flame in our hearts, then everything becomes easy. All these issues that we make into such drastic decisions, right? Oh no, what am I going to do? I have to decide between A and B, and it seems so difficult. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then those decisions become very straightforward. Because then an individual chooses everything based on what pleases Allah. I need to do this because this pleases Allah. I need to avoid that because that would displease Allah. And nothing else begins to matter, right? And then when an individual picks up that energy, then that energy gets transmitted to everybody else in the family. They don't even need to say anything. So many times a student will come and who I know is training and training sincerely, and I see that they're progressing, and they'll say, you know, I don't know what to do. My parents are stopping me from A, B, or C. I don't know what to do. My wife is stopping me from A, B, or C, right? So what's the response? Don't do anything. Don't even open your mouth. Don't even create an excuse for Shaitan to come into that circumstance. Just be silent, do what you need to do, and you'll win them over. And I've seen this many times, many times. This is the dominant rule, that if you're progressing and you're sincere in that progression and you're gentle and you begin to inculcate the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, you can win over anyone's heart. Look at who the Prophet ﷺ was put in the midst of. I mean, how savage were some of those people that they were killing their own slaves? They were killing their own family members, right? With pleasure because those people were submitting to Allah, right? That's the environment that the Prophet ﷺ was placed in, and he was able to flip all of Mecca eventually. Obviously, it required some time. He underwent some difficulty. He underwent some sacrifice. But in the end, he was able to flip all of Mecca. So it all boils down to this one simple thing. When that jazba begins to ignite in our hearts, then inshallah, that's what will change families, that's what will change communities, that's what creates nations. When the Sahaba became a nation, it was all under that context. It wasn't that they became a nation of Arabs or that they became a nation of people who quote unquote followed the Sharia, it was that they became a nation of people who loved Allah. Then as a result of that, everything else was secondary. But really it was a nation of people who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who spent their nights crying to Allah, who spent their days reflecting on whether they had pleased Allah or displeased Allah, who spent time in the company of other people who loved Allah, and wherever they went, they were able to just transform people like that. It was so simple for them. There were no complexities involved. They simply walked in the presence of people. People were so impressed that a human being could become like that, that they would just look at them and say, you know, how do we do that? How can we become like that? And that's why many of us are Muslim today. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ wasn't necessarily sent to maybe the country that we're from, right? But because of the fact that the Sahaba captured that love and captured that desire for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then passed that on to other countries and other cultures and other people, we're able to, in this day and age, enjoy it. So it's really all about that. It's all about the love of Allah. And when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is embedded in one's heart, then all the symptoms begin to disappear. This problem of not being able to control one's gaze, this problem of not being able to control one's tongue, this problem of not becoming regular in our salah, of not being attached to the masjid, of not interacting with the Quran, all of these are symptoms, they're not the disease. You don't treat the symptoms, you treat the disease, the symptoms will disappear by themselves. So that's the ultimate goal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us madly in love with Him. So that we can submit to Him in the ways that our pious predecessors did. And so that inshallah we can pass on this same beautiful love that was passed on from the previous generations into our next generation. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.